Well, we'll get to that in a moment as to what we're playing. But before we do that, let me introduce Sean Stone. He's the digital editor of The Alt, thealt.com, which is a terrific new arts weekly in our region. And you're up to, what, your fourth?
We've published three. We're working on the fourth.
Excellent. So congratulations. It's great. Getting great reviews around town. Everyone seems to love it. The website looks great. All's good.
The feedback has been very gratifying.
Yes. Well, that's great. Well, it's good to see you and wonderful to have you here. Let us talk about what you have been up to, and that includes seeing a production at Capitol Rep.
Camelot.
Yes.
It's delightful. It's the kind of show that really benefits. I mean, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but it really benefits from the smaller venue because it focuses on the music and the story, and the pageantry is sort of not as in the present. Because if you've seen the film version of Camelot, I believe it is 7 hours long, and the jugglers are in it more than Mordred.
Yeah, well, but what do you want?
But this is lovely. One of the virtues of this production is that the actors are musicians and the musicians are actors. So they are on stage and they are playing the score and they are acting. And it all is seamlessly intertwined. And it stars Kevin Maguire as Arthur.
Well, we love Kevin Maguire, very good actor, and has ties to this region, and is just terrific. You know, so here's the story. So here's my quick Camelot story. Years and years and years ago, probably going back maybe 30 years ago, they had a production of Camelot at Proctor's, and it was Richard Harris was in it, and Richard, you know, at the beginning of it. He's a young man.
Right.
Well, Richard Harris, I think, was in his 80s, maybe high 80s at this point when he was doing it. And they put on what they did, something that was I've never seen it done in theater since, but they put a screen, a thick opaque glass, and another screen so that you just saw this gauzy image of this young man sort of
really
hopping onto the stage.
Wow.
And that was their effect. I just remember that so vividly.
What's interesting about this production is that Maguire does seem young. He finds the boy inside the king, and he returns to him at various times during the production, and you know the change instantly. It's quite impressive.
Good stuff. Well, Camelot at Cap Rep. And you did you see anything else? Yes.
Rules Don't Apply. This is Warren Beatty's Fantasia on Howard Hughes. I think 12 people saw it opening weekend, and I was one of them.
Congratulations.
It's a delightful movie.
You're in an elite.
I mean, you never know what you're going to get with Beatty. I mean, this is his first movie as an actor since 2001. It's his first film he's directed since Bulworth. So he's not exactly been keeping busy cinematically. He has a happy life, and, you know.
Right, you do what you do.
You do what you do. But it captures Hughes at his decline. Remember how The Aviator ended, you know, just before you knew that the abyss was coming?
Yes.
This is when the abyss is floating in, and he's running TWA into the ground, and he's running RKO Radio into the ground, and he's got 21 starlets under contract, and he's living in 6 different bungalows and eating frozen dinners, and Beatty's very entertaining, and it's sad. As Hughes, and the rest of the cast, Lily Collins as one of the starlets, and Alden Ehrenreich, who was in Hail Caesar, as sort of an up-and-comer. You know?
Sounds great, actually.
It is. Yeah. I enjoyed it immensely.
It is Rules Don't Apply. So then, speaking of rules not applying, meaning common sense of putting a show together, there is a concert tonight.
As the intro music, I Love the 90s. Featuring Salt and Pepper, Vanilla Ice, Color Me Bad. This is at the Times Union Center. Salt and Pepper have never gone away. I mean, they've sold out shows at Vapor up at the casino.
Yes.
A number of times over the year. The last time I saw Vanilla Ice was on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Last time I saw Color Me Bad was a sort of trying to revive themselves tour at the old Valentine's Club about 12 years ago. So this is their chance back at the big time. Now, there will be some other acts on the bill, I think maybe Coolio. It's rotating throughout the tour, so I can't promise anything.
You can't guarantee Coolio?
I can't guarantee Coolio. I don't think we're getting Kid and Play is part of it. I don't think we're getting Kid and Play.
You would think, I mean, that was the 90s, sure, but yeah. You would think in this new era, we would be at least be able to...
I think we're getting Tone Loc.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there you go.
I feel better about it. Well, I maybe you know more about this than I do, but I'm sure you do, which is when I looked, you know, just as a passing fan of getting into tickets, they're a little pricey.
Yeah, they are. It's top dollar.
Yeah.
One of our reporters is going. She's very excited.
All right. Well, have fun. That's great. I can't wait to hear about it.
Also tonight, over at the Troy Music Hall, the Troy Chromatic Concerts present the Mozarteum Orchestra of Salzburg. They're not playing any Mozart, though.
No.
No. It's Schubert and Beethoven and Richard Strauss.
All right.
Tomorrow night. I can't keep track of the days anymore. The Opalka Gallery in Albany is opening their exhibition, Gravity and Light, Caroline Reimersdorfer Sculpture. It's a career retrospective. There's a reception Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibit's up through March. Also Friday night, the Moscow Ballet Great Russian Nutcracker at the Palace, which is a spectacular production. I'm sure I saw them do Black Swan. What is it called? I said
Swan
Black
Lake.
Swan Lake.
Swan Lake, yeah.
See, that movie ruined it for me. that's not the last Nutcracker on my list either.
Yeah.
Also Friday night, we have the rapper ASAP Ferg will be at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park. At Page Hall at the UAlbany Downtown Campus, the New York State Writers Institute is screening the last Tracy Hepburn comedy, which is Desk Set from 1957. Saturday night, Chris Botti will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Elise Testone will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson. And Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Northeast Ballet will be putting on their Nutcracker at Proctor's in Schenectady. And wrapping up the Christmas fun, it's the Albany Symphony Orchestra's Magic of Christmas Concert, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany.
Which is all good stuff. By the way, thanks to our listeners, Coolio will be at the show
He
tonight.
Will be at
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, Coolio will be in the house.
I checked like 3 different websites and I couldn't get a straight answer, you know?
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm going by
I
what?
I think he's
going
to be there, too.
Okay,
he was Coolio. In the last ad, so.
There you go. And then new movies.
There is a film called The Eagle Huntress, which is a Kazakh drama about a girl who becomes a trainer of an eagle to hunt. It actually looks really good.
All right.
And then there is Man Down, which is some sort of Afghan war drama with Shia LaBeouf. We've all been waiting to see him again. And then there is Incarnate, which is this week's demon possession horror movie. It's sort of a lay low week before the onslaught of Christmas movies.
Before the big
yeah.
the big releases,
yeah.
if you will. Well, you can find out more information about The Alt by going to thealt.com. Check it out. It's a new publication. You can pick it up around town. Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt and our cultural correspondent. We couldn't be more thrilled. Have a great week. Thank you very much, and we'll see you here next Thursday.
You're welcome.
Excellent. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.